There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Happy Thursday, everybody. We are officially on the back side of
what
the week.
What was that?
That was Ricky Martin had a couple more things he needed to say.
Yeah, he's still kicking and stretching.
He sure is. He was like, I'm still here. Don't forget about me. But that's not why we gathered here today on the Colleen and Bradley Show. We have far more serious topics to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
Including but not limited to the Cobra Gang.
Let's get them together.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Kim, what are you doing? What's wrong? Are you okay?
Kim Kardashian.
Did you get stuck?
You guys, I'm considering my options.
What?
So Kim Kardashian, and I can't hear myself very well. Is that me or you guys? You know?
Somebody came into my studio yesterday and pressed a bunch of buttons, so it could,
I sound okay?
Could be me. I can hear you.
You guys both sound okay.
Okay.
It might be on your end.
All okay. Right. It's user error. Okay. Kim Kardashian, you guys, is considering her options regarding her future with husband Kanye West. Now, we got the Cobra Gang together because I don't buy it. And I need us to understand why we're being told that Kim Kardashian has a backup plan should things with Kanye go south. Meaning, what are they really trying to tell us, and who's they? Who's saying these things, etc.?
Okay, tell us what exactly is being said, because I was about to just jump right over you and give
Stop
you my opinions,
in
and that's
the toilet on my Emmy Award.
I didn't mean to do that. My apologies.
So here's the thing. Exclusive from Us Weekly means to translate
the call
to the audience,
is coming from inside the house.
Okay. What that means is a source is talking to Us Weekly, and I'm very suspicious, as we always are, when a source is talking exclusively to a tabloid known as People Magazine or Us Weekly. Therefore, here's what the sources say. Kim is considering her options when it comes to her future with Kanye. She is stressed out between studying law, taking care of the kids, and helping Kanye. She is hoping for this to pass. Whatever that means. I think they're referring to Kanye's
mood.
Headlines?
Probably not a kidney stone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The source would like you to know that Kim Kardashian does have divorce options planned out if it comes to that. Okay.
Okay, so this is go ahead.
No, that's it. That's the gist, the main thrust of this story.
This smells to me of the Kardashians floating an idea out there to see what the reaction would be. Because at the end of the day, first of all, if you're exploring options, that's like, you're not in it anymore. You see what I mean? And if you're making the fact that you're exploring options public, that's not about your options. That's about how people are going to react to your options.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but that presumes that is correct, mm-hmm. that she actually does have those plans. And I think that in and of itself is suspect, because If you were having issues with Kanye West such that you were going to divorce him...
I am having issues with Kanye West.
But you're not married to him.
True.
But if you were, and you were having issues with him, and you were planning to divorce him, would that not have come out a long time ago? And in fact, haven't we talked about him and Kanye divorcing since, I don't know, about 5 minutes after they got married? Now, I mean, literally.
Yes.
We used to talk about this on the show, and then when we were first alerted to alleged mental health issues, I say alleged because I don't know what his actual situation is, and I don't care, but that first became a narrative in the public eye a couple years ago, and now we're doing it again. And it just makes me wonder if, and maybe it's because of the world that we find ourselves in 2020, like, I just don't buy that that's even a real thing. Like, Kim, like, because what? Because you would actually tell people what Kim is doing behind the scenes? Or are you just trying to create interest between these two so that we are constantly paying attention and we have an interest in what's going on with them? And oh, by the way, why would we want to be interested in what Kim and Kanye are doing, even though you're going to say to me, and I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No,
they ended their show. Why would they want to keep getting their name in headlines?
That's exactly where I was when I started to react visibly to you, because it occurred to me.
I didn't see you visibly reacting.
I know, but you did.
I wasn't looking.
Oh, okay, fine. I was visibly reacting because it occurs to me, what do we think they're trying to do?
They're trying to move to a streaming service.
And what do they need to do in order to continue to garner interest as they move to a streaming service?
They need you to get eyeballs on their stuff.
They need to keep you interested in their personal lives. And so what if this, like, Kim is considering her options? They're not going to make any announcements. They're not going to move forward with anything until they have the next thing secured. When they have the next thing secured, we're going to have an episode of a show called Kim on Her Own, where, you know, we're going to see, you know, the inside details of her marriage breaking down. You know, it's going to be part of the storyline of whatever this new experience is.
Yeah, this is just, I mean, again, I'm sure there's actual bleep hitting the fan behind the scenes. I would not doubt that for a second, because as much as, you know, celebrities, nothing is real and everybody smokes, as we like to say here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, as much as all of that is true, like, a lot of what's happening is real. Like, there's real stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, like, constantly speaking directly to tabloids to get attention, it doesn't even matter what the real is, right? Because the real doesn't need to be in tabloids, because there's real stuff going on behind the scenes with celebrities day in and day out. There are celebrities who have severe mental issues or mental health concerns. There are celebrities who have drug and alcohol addictions, that have affairs. Like, all of those things happen because they happen to all of us on a, you know, like, that's human. So it's not that there's nothing going on. It's that the putting out of stories, whether they're right or wrong, should tell us that somebody wants us to be talking about them. And I think better to point at the fact that they've announced that they are ending their show, and the speculation is, by all accounts, that they are searching for a streaming service. And I think that you have proof that you're going to share in our D-Bag segment about Kris Jenner.
1,000%.
About Kris Jenner lying and telling lies.
Well,
that relate back to the idea that they are... you know, the story that she told Ellen about why they're ending the show,
which we can actually talk about, because there's another element of that story that makes her my D-bag, but it's not this element. But you are correct. Kris Jenner appears on today's episode of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and Ellen asks her very specifically about the rumor that she would be joining the Real Housewives franchise. And of course, Kris expertly spins it by saying, "Oh, no, I think I would do it just to go on once in a while and be with my friend Kyle Richards. But as far as me doing a show like that regularly, there's just too much going on in my life. And they do not need a Kris Jenner on that show. They are doing just fine." But she goes on to talk about the cancellation of the show.
Yeah.
She says, quote, "It was kind of sudden. I think we
but
were
it wasn't
talking
canceled."
Yeah.
She didn't say it was canceled.
Well, no. So,
you're saying
the ending of it. Yeah, yeah, sorry. That the ending of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she says, quote, it was kind of sudden. I think we were talking about signing up for another couple of years with our network and suddenly just all came to the decision as a group that the whole family felt it was just time. It just sort of came to us. And then, of course, said that Chloe is the one that is so emotional and all of that.
Oh, get that girl a Beano endorsement, so, that like, Chloe.
Seriously? Tummy that's tea. Just all doo-doo. Because, uh-huh. like, oh, we just all sat around and suddenly we're like, let's just walk away from all this money.
Right. No. Right. No, that's not what's happening.
And I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying that, like, you know, be informed. Buyer beware. Mm-hmm. You know, reality show emptor. Whatever the Latin would be, caveat.
I don't know. It sounded good to me. Mm-hmm.
So this is just the fairy tale that they're trying to tell with Ellen. I mean, it's one thing we can be grateful to Ellen for is that celebrities are willing to, you know, come on her show and lie about what it is that gets them
everything
in the morning.
About everything. Trust us about
it's so
everything.
Obvious. Can we just like let's just like. Do you have any, Holly, do we have any, like, Nostradamus music?
Nostradamus? Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Keep talking. I'll get
because
something for you.
It's so obvious what's going to happen, right? Like, I can see into the future.
We need, like, a Team Cobra scribe that, like, writes all this stuff down and then checks it when it actually happens. Because I do feel like we're predicting the future pretty beautifully.
We should really just create a tab on our show grid.
I mean, hold on, let me do that. We'll forget it's there, so don't worry about it.
I know, like all the other tabs.
FYI, anybody who knows what we have a Google spreadsheet that we all use, and we presently have approximately 20 tabs, and I don't know what half of them are.
Yeah, they're all just, you know.
One of them is actually called Sheet 16.
Okay.
But we are predicting.
I'm looking into the future, Colleen. Yes. In January of 2021, Kris Jenner and the Kardashian clan will announce that they are moving to Netflix. And it's probably not Netflix, it's probably Quibi. It's a streaming service. And you will be able to see all of their seasons of all of their shows. Mm. Plus get exclusive content for the low price of $4.99 a month. I mean, don't you think that that's exactly what we're likely to see? It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's exactly what's going to happen.
Maybe they'll just buy Quibi.
Well, remember, with a K. Because Quibi is looking for a new buyer.
Yeah. Well, that would work. KKW, Quibi.
And again, to our point, we've talked about this. There is a Kardashian-produced show on Quibi.
And they are no strangers to the digital space. Remember Kim Kardashian's Hollywood app?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that thing still a thing? Is that still out?
I don't know.
We had a...
app? No. Yeah. Because remember, they shut down their apps.
Well, they shut down the subscription apps.
Yeah, but not... Remember her game? Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yeah. That thing was like a moneymaker.
Yeah. You can still get it.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That thing was making money hand over fist for them.
Before we go, I do just want to notify you guys on one of our tabs on our shared Google Doc. Yeah. It's Sheet 18, by the way. It just has the lyrics to the Bette Midler song From a Distance. That's all. So in case anybody's wondering if we're doing work on our shared Google Doc.
From a distance, yeah. The world looks blue and green.
There you go. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we will be connecting with Elizabeth Reese from a distance. She'll be giving us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.